Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, Jim, here we are. Friday morning, Vancouver, bright sunshine, very pleasant day, except it was cold and freezing overnight.
The hummingbirds are buzzing around my balcony, getting warm on top of my sun catcher in the sunshine. And we've increased the sugar content of the feed to keep them warm.
Yeah. Well, there's a certain breed of hummingbird that spends each winter in Vancouver.
Yeah, they moved in 1983, and they never went back to California.
I didn't know that. It was but also, when it gets extremely cold, like minus 10 or something like that, they go into a semi-dormant phase for a couple of days and then come out of it when it gets a bit warmer. So it's nice. Nice to see these little critters.
We have a listener question, which turns out to be a lot of questions, from Don Borden. His first question for you, Bob.
It's a number of statements.
Yes, a number of statements.
Yeah.
Okay, first thing, in the period 2010 to 2023, total U.S. private public debt will be up over 80% to $100 trillion. The nominal GDP up two-thirds, and the S&P 500 up a whopping 3.6 times. How can we service this debt, especially with the Fed's quantitative tightening?
That's the point. A new financial era, and this is what they've been called in the past, anything can happen in the financial markets, and there's a huge debt bubble, and then it collapses. And followed by a severe post-bubble contraction. Sometimes I use the word post-bubble depression. Well, either way, take your choice. And what really messes it up is that in the bubble, if you take interest rates and deflate them by the inflation, you end up with very low-cost money during the bubble. So this is where everybody takes it on. And then it's Mother Nature's way that once the bubble is over, real long interest rates go up. And they have been. But in the past, they go up very painfully. And that is yet to happen. So, market forces come into line and change the whole game. And then now he says, now how do the equity markets come in line with the economy?
Mm-hmm.
No. The equity markets usually lead the economy. And the equity markets, of course, will collapse. Then the next one is going into a multi-decade reconciliation period. No, I don't think a depression could be called a reconciliation period.
After the Second World War, all these national debts due to the war were forgiven, and they started over again. Do you see that happening again? The whole world just deciding we're not going to pay?
Oh, it's huge, Jim. Yeah. It's just an immense. Now, here, this mentions the quantitative easing, and it's now perhaps quantitative tightening. But it's not, it's been reported, but it's not widely appreciated. Is that the central banks bought the bond market like crazy, artificially really lowering rates and bidding up bond prices, and they got stiffed with it. The central banks are offside by billions of dollars. billions. So this is, it's not widely appreciated that the central bankers are very weak. They are not in a position to bail out any particular disaster that comes along. So I think it's going to mess up the central banks even more. And then at some point, the public's going to look at hard times out there and look at the central banks and say, hey, you spent trillions effectively of our tax dollars to prevent bad things from happening. This is pretty ugly stuff. And so I think there will be a movement to reform central banking. And by reforming central banking, you can't get rid of them, but you can constrain them. And the best constraint in history has been gold convertibility. Mm-hmm. And I think that will come back at some time.
On last week's show, Martin Straith says he doesn't recommend to his clients to get long-term government treasury bills because he said in 5 to 10 years they won't have the money to pay it back. John Rubino on this weekend's This Week in Money contends, oh no, the governments will have the money because they'll just print more, but it'll be worth a whole lot less.
Yeah, well, what happens is that in a severe contraction, central bankers just can't get the money out. It's the opposite world to what we've seen for the last couple of decades. But well, it's going to be fascinating.
Yes, as that Chinese curse says, may you live in interesting times.
Yes.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, some of the headlines that caught your eye this week. Retail sales, industrial production, and home builder confidence scream no landing.
Yeah, they're the boom is now faltering. The immediate knee-jerk is, oh, it'll be soft landing because the Federal Reserve is there and whatnot. But no, after this kind of a bubble, there ain't going to be any soft landing. And I like this one. Will there be a landing?
Well, as I say, it's not the fall that kills you. It's the landing.
Yeah, well, it's like when I was skiing. I tell people I never was injured while I was skiing. It was when I'd been sailing through the air for a little while and then came down. And then I injured myself.
Yeah, and that snow isn't as soft as it looks.
Yeah.
Headline, the Greens are not coming for your gas-powered car. They're coming for all cars.
Oh, yeah, that's true. This is a headline that shows that the issue is not practical. The issue is control. They want you to have a certain kind of car. And then when everybody has battery-powered cars, they'll decide that this is not good, and they'll take all the cars away from you and force you to ride on trains or streetcars or buses or whatever. So it's all part of a control scheme on the, oh, it gives me a chance to bring in my definition of the difference between authoritarian and totalitarian. In authoritarian government, it's control. In totalitarianism, the governing classes have granted themselves the privilege of state murder. And I'll stay with that definition.
Yeah, on the green issue at the Oceans Conference in Vancouver a few weeks ago, there were protesters who said the ocean bottom should not be mined, but these are the same people who say you should have an electric car. We're pretty well out of on land mines. We've gone for the low-hanging fruit. It's very hard to get stuff there, but there are these giant magnesium pellets and so on the ocean bottom.
Well, they went all into that in the 1970s. There was immense wealth and mineral wealth on the ocean floors. And then when metal prices headed down and were quiet for a long time, everybody forgot about it. But this is the first time I'm seeing them going on about mining the wealth of ocean floors in maybe 50 years, I think. So,
Headline, China property market is the world's largest asset class.
Yeah, I like that one. Gosh, that was a good headline. I guess it is, and it's faltering. I saw a video last night, and recent, and it was about blowing up buildings, you know, as they demolish them. And this was some property development, condo or apartment towers in China, and they were taking down five huge apartment towers at the same time.
Cam McMurtry, a former student of mine and co-worker, he's a big business bigwig in Hong Kong now. He sent me a video. It wasn't just those five, Bob. All those artificial cities that China built 15 years ago, the buildings are rotten. They've never been occupied. Yep. They're falling apart. They're a hazard. They are leveling blocks and blocks of these towers. And of course, my theory is then China will rebuild them again and say, look, our economy is growing at 6.7% a year.
Hey, good one. Some irony there, Jim. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Headline, Euro area braces for era of central bank losses after quantitative easing binge.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They got hit by the barn door. All the central bankers were radically buying bonds, and now there's no market for them, and they are offside. Can you imagine having a career as a central banker, and you've got the system has a perfect record, and then all of a sudden it gets overexposed, plays the bubble, and then is getting what one can consider as a margin call. So this one is going to be fascinating to see how it continues. Yep.
Another related headline, quantitative easing has become Hotel California for central banks. And as the most famous lyric in that says, you can come in anytime you like, but you can never leave.
Yes. Yeah, it's a good one. That was the hit by the Eagles, wasn't it?
It sure was.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm still a Rolling Stone fan. You know, that's been my favorite for ever since they in 1965 hit me with Satisfaction, and I've been with the Stones ever since. So,
well, I was lucky enough to have backstage passes when they performed in Winnipeg in their When Hell Freezes Over tour.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, back when they were the band on the planet.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, they're amazing, amazing longevity too. I can't believe it. So,
well, quality. Everyone on that band was a superstar. Is a superstar.
Oh, I got time for Keith Richards. Even though the interviews and whatnot, he sort of mumbles. But man, my neighbor has a very thick biography of Keith Richards, and it's well worth reading. He is the guy that kept the band together, and he's the guy that says, let's get to work and make some music. I admire him, yep.
Yeah, Keith Richards, for his biography, he was asking everybody else for notes because he can't remember the 60s or 70s.
Well, he worked with, a journalist with the Financial Times or something like that. And I can't remember the name of it, but it's a biography of Keith Richards is well worth reading.
We should sample his DNA. How can you go through so much of abuse of your body and still be alive?
That is astounding.
Headline, office landlord defaults are escalating as lenders brace for more distress.
Yeah, that one's from the Wall Street Journal. And I would say that applies to most every size of landlord in the real estate business. Because they all get leveraged up at the same time. And I remember some guys here in Vancouver at the peak of real estate in 1980, and interest rates were up to 20% and stuff like that, and they were absolutely convinced that the moment interest rates came down, the real estate party would revive. And they don't understand that interest rates go up with a boom, and they go down with the bust. So this is why we're watching now the 3-month T-bill rate or the 6-month bill rate. It's still rising, which means that the bust isn't here. But once the three-month bill or the six-month bill turns down, that says the party's over. But we'll also watch the two-year, because the two-year has a tendency to lead the shorter maturities. And so the whole interest rate picture at the shorter end is faltering a little. But when it does actually head down, then the party goes down with it. But like in 2007, I remember I collected some headlines then in September 2007, and one prominent voice in New York was saying that, Fed's going to cut interest rates, and with lower rates, the stock market can continue, and did not understand that throughout all of history, short rates go up in a boom and down in the bust, inevitably. So I'm actually looking for a headline like that now. So if you see one, Jim, let me know.
Yeah, I remember back in that time, too, Garth Turner, former Canadian Revenue Minister, did an interview with me, and he said, Canada is in recession. The only thing that's keeping us out from officially being in recession is Vancouver's Silicon Valley activity, real estate in the Fraser Valley, and the Alberta oil patch. He says, otherwise, Canada's underwater. Yeah. My editor refused to run that interview because he said, but look at the stock market. It's booming.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, no, that's too bad. No, that was a very, very wise observation by that guy. Yeah.
And we interview Garth now and then, so he's worthwhile chatting with. Who would know better than the former revenue minister about what's going on?
Yeah.
Bob, it's been great chatting with you, and we look forward to next week.
Indeed, Jim. Next week, same place, same time, same station.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He was speaking to us from Vancouver. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.